With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. A council of city, county, and business leaders appointed by Montana Governor Steve Bullock is recommending the state allocate its $1.25 billion in federal relief money into three categories of state and local governments, economic assistance, and unforeseen impacts. Montana's Coronavirus Relief Fund Advisory Council is giving a framework, but not specifics, for how the state should spend money coming from the federal CARES Act relief funds. Much of that money will go to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits to patch an economy stunted by the novel coronavirus pandemic. Larry Simpkins with the Washington Companies chaired the council.
The state has an obligation to ensure the funds are spent in accordance with the federal guidelines, rules, and regulations. The state must be accountable for the expenditure for every taxpayer dollar. And our report does not focus on the level of detail as specific as the state must ensure when it distributes these funds.
Simpkins says the council recommends deploying funds within weeks to create an immediate, broader safety net for food security, social services, and people and organizations needing rental or mortgage assistance. It's also recommending a mix of grants, forgivable and low-interest loans, and state-backed lines of credit guarantees to stabilize businesses and jumpstart the hospitality, entertainment, and tourism industries. Simpkins says comments from some 1,400 Montanans shaped the recommendations.
There really is transparency and the ability to support the things that are in the report.
The council also recommends using the funds to coordinate testing, tracing, distribution of personal protective equipment, and strike team efforts to address local and regional flare-ups of the COVID-19 illness. The 24-member advisory council was appointed by Governor Steve Bullock on April 15th. It's comprised of county and city officials, a range of business owners, nonprofits, and state lawmakers. Bullock on Wednesday announced that CARES Act dollars would fund a $5 million grant program for county health departments, tribal public health, and urban Indian clinics to bolster contact tracing programs, help develop business reopening plans, and increase education or enforcement activity. He said he'll be reading the council's recommendations this weekend.
I'll be consulting these recommendations as well as my budget staff and other state and local agencies.
The federal funds must be used by the end of the year. In Billings, I'm Nikki Ouellette.